What up, Ortanians? This is your girl, Ortania, and you are tuning in to your favorite. Did I say favorite? Favorite podcast, House of Ortania. How y'all doing, love? Listen, this is episode 4, the final episode of the four-part series, Launch That Business Now. On this episode, we're going to talk about getting that first customer, because if you don't have any customers, you're running a nonprofit, all right? So, okay. First things first, you have to define your customer. You got to do some preliminary work. Who is your customer? Is that customer male, female? Is that customer Generation X, traditionalist generation? Is that customer millennial, Generation Z? Is that customer baby boomer? Is that customer, what's the salary of that customer? Does that customer make over $100,000 a year? Does that customer make between $30,000 and $60,000 a year? What social media does this customer, where is that customer online? Is that customer on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok? Is that, where's that customer offline? Where do they shop? Where do they eat? Where do they play? You know, all of that good stuff. So you have to take some time. Don't take forever, but you got to sit down, take some time, and define your customer. Everything that I just said and anything that comes to your mind about your ideal customer, you want to write that out. You want to create a biography, so to speak, of your ideal customer. And so that way you know who they are, where to, and where to find them, okay? So for instance, you bake cakes. You bake cakes for weddings, for burials, for deaths, for, you know, funerals, I meant to say. You bake cakes for corporate events, etc. So who are the people that work with these people? So who are the people that work with weddings, people that are having weddings? You have pastors of churches. Go to those churches. Figure out how you can talk with the administrator. Say, listen, I want to leave my information with you guys. Who else? Wedding planners. Find wedding planners in your city. Figure out how you can meet with them and partner with them so they can give your car, your information about your cupcakes or the cakes that you make to their clients. Who else works with wedding, with people that are getting married, with specifically the bride? Wedding gown stores. Find wedding gown stores, especially the ones that are not your big box stores, the private owned ones. Go in, meet with the owner, and leave your information with him or her, right? And so you say, I bake for corporate events. Who hosts corporate events? Executives. Where do executives go? Executives go to private gyms. They don't go to Planet Fitness and all this other stuff. They go to private gyms. Find those private gyms. Go join them if you can. If you can't join them, leave your information at the front desk, or see if you can even meet with one of the trainers or the manager or whatever and leave your information with them. You know, where else do executives go? Executives, they go to 5-star hotels. You know, you meet with the concierge person at the hotels, meet with him or her, talk with them. How you doing? Get to know him or her, leave him a little money and say, hey, you know, when executives come in, you make sure you let them know about me and my services. You know what I mean? And so, I bake for funerals, specifically for funerals. So who deal with funerals? Who the people who have lost a loved one, where do they go? They go to funeral homes. You go in and you talk with the owner of the funeral home. Where else? Get creative though. Who else works with people that have lost a loved one? Maybe it's a stylist that do wigs specifically for the deceased. You go and you find a stylist. You meet with him or her. You know, so you, again, get as creative and out the box. I hate that phrase, out the box. It's so overused. But get as creative as you can possibly get. You know, you don't want to be linear with your customer. Oh, they're on Instagram, so I'm going to do some Instagram and Facebook ads. Those are great. You want to add those to the pot, but you also got to do offline stuff. You know, what hashtag do they follow? So say if you, you know, maybe brides follow, maybe you have a, you just created a planner for new moms. a new 20-something mom who just had a baby. You know, you just created a planner for them, you know. And so they follow a certain hashtag on Instagram. You know what I'm saying? Do they go to a specific GYN? You know, are they in certain Facebook groups? Or do they go to, are they a part of some type of mommy co-op in your city? You know, you have to really put on your private eye hat, so to speak, and find your customer. Don't be afraid to go out. Don't try to do everything online. Online is great. Online is king, but there's also a certain thing called a queen and a princess, you know what I mean? And a prince, and that's offline stuff, you know? So you can't just, like I said, you can't just stay online and think you're about to just blow up. You got to do offline stuff. You know, you got to put feet to pavement, get out there, you know. And so I didn't want to prolong it. You know, this was a fun series to do. It really was fun. I hope you guys learned way back. Just a quick recap. The first one was the legalities of business, everything from business license to LLC and all that stuff. Episode 2 was branding, websites and stuff like that. Episode 3 was business credit, how to get a business bank account, what type of credit card should you look for your business, what's your credit score of your business and how you can check that and monitor that. And then this episode was strictly getting, after doing all of that, how do I get somebody to pay for my service? You know what I mean? And I don't want you to think like, oh man, I'm doing what everybody else doing. Oh, you know, I'm a baker. There are 100 bakers in my city. So what? No, it's no baker like you, you know. And how are you unique? What makes your cupcakes different from the other 100 people in your city? One, the other 100 people ain't you. That's the main thing. You know what I'm saying? And two, you know, even if y'all have the same customer, they still don't offer how you offer it. They don't provide the service that you provide. They don't have the packaging that you have. They don't have the customer service that you have. They don't have the quick turnaround that you have. There is something unique. The number one thing, like I said, is it's you. That's the main differentiator. But there are so many other things that differentiates you from every other baker in the city. What differs you from every other photographer in your city? They ain't you. You know what I mean? And you might specialize in something else. They may be specializing in everything. And you say, no, we focus on food photography, or we focus on new business shots. So there's a new storefront. That's what we do. We focus on new brick and mortar businesses in the city. We focus on new community residential developments in the city. We focus on baby newborns. You know what I mean? So like I said, the main differentiator is they ain't you. So don't get caught up in, you know, like I said, 100 people doing what you do. It's 100 people. I'm a business strategist. You know how many business strategists are in the world? Forget in Philadelphia. In the world. You think I care? First of all, nobody's name is Ortandia. That's one. And my name means immortal. So there ain't nobody touching me. You know what I'm saying? So I bring my own, I bring the uniqueness in my name, one, and then two, in what I can produce when I'm working with you. And so don't care about put blinders. You know how horses, when they're running, they put the blinders on them so that they're not distracted by the other horses and the cheers and the people, you know, waving in the crowds. That's how you got to be. You got to put your blinders on so you're not distracted by so-called competition. You know, your biggest competition is going to be your mindset about you. That's going to be your biggest competitor. If you think you can do it, if you think you can't do it. If you think you're going to be successful, if you think you're not going to be successful. You know, one of my favorite, I call him one of my mentors, although we have never met. His name is David Shands. He runs Sleepers for Suckers. He runs a morning meetup. He's out of Atlanta. Actually, he's from It starts with a W. I can't think of it, but it's a city in New Jersey, in South Jersey. He's actually from, but he's long time ago moved to Atlanta. But he He said, what would you do? He was on another person's podcast. And he said, what would you do if the outcome wasn't an issue? Like, if you weren't worried about, man, if I put this out, I wonder if people are going to buy it. If you weren't worried about that, what would you actually do? You know what I'm saying? Would you write 100 novels? Would you create a new way for people to do photography? Would you host, as a new photography business, would you host a virtual art show online? If you don't know, there is a program for that. There is an app for that. I'm going to give you the app because I know photographers listen to me. There's an app for you to host a virtual art show. Let me get it for you. Hold on 1 second. I know I have it here. I have a list of resources that I can pull on. Because I'm diverse like that. As a business strategist, I'm diverse enough. You can talk to me about any business and I'll have some sort of resource or information for you. That's no school in the world gave me that. God gave me that. That's God given. Did I delete it? Hold on. Give me a second. This is in my Google finger. This is in my list of resources. Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, here it is. Virtual art show. www.kunstmatrix.com/en. Again, www.kunstmatrix.com/en. And you can host your very own virtual art show. Okay? So, you can take, in other words, you can go out and take beautiful outdoor pictures and then host this virtual art show. Make sure you let all of your friends, family, relatives make sure they let all of their friends, family, and relatives know and sell your photography, honey. And so, back to it. Like you can do this. You put a number in your head. You know what? I want to make this X amount of money per month. You put that number in your head and that's what you put blinders to anything else. And you keep going after that. You keep striving for it. You keep striving for it. You put your why in there. You know, I want to do this because I want to leave something for my children. I want to do this because I want to leave my job. I want to do this because I need to pay off some of these bills. It's student loan. I got to do this because I want to take this trip to Dubai. I gotta do this because I want to take this trip to West Africa. I gotta do this because I want to be able to buy luxury items. I want to have a Birkin bag. I want to wear Louis Vuitton socks. I don't know. Whatever your why is, whatever that is, put that in your mind and then go after your customer. Go find your customer and keep going after your customer until they start. And don't play yourself cheap. If people want cheap products, they need products and services, let them look elsewhere. That's not you. You're not cheap. The skill that you have isn't cheap. The service that you provide isn't cheap. The labor that you have to put forth to produce whatever it is you're producing isn't cheap. So if people are looking for cheap, you make sure you point them to the door. Tell them on the other side of that door is where you can go find cheap, but you won't find it with me, okay? And so don't be afraid to turn down people who are trying to negotiate. I'm not in your budget and that's okay. Move on. You know what I'm saying? But if you're just jumping out the window right now, you might have to do some pro bono stuff. Don't be afraid to go pro bono, but make sure whatever that pro bono is going to actually get you in front of some people, a lot of paying people. Don't keep doing pro bono forever. You might have to do one or two, maybe even three pro bono things. And you're like, all right, that's enough. You know what I mean? But listen, right now, 2020, 2021, these are the years. If you ain't doing it in 2020, don't even trip. 2020 is over. Don't even trip on that. If you ain't doing it in January or March or April 2021, don't even trip. That's over. We're in June 2021. And if you're not listening to this until October 2021 and you haven't done anything yet, when you hear the sound of my voice, it's your opportunity to get it done. You know what I mean? We always need. And even if you're like, I'm not really trying to start a full-fledged business, I'm just trying to start a side hustle, that's even better. Because guess what? These jobs will drop us like hot grits, and they will put somebody else in our place in a heartbeat. So we have to have other streams of income other than our 9-to-5 jobs. You understand me? And you use your creative abilities. You know you have a skill. You know you have a talent. You know you have an eye for whatever. You know you can sing. If you're a singer and you're like, man, all I can do is sing. All you can do is sing. That ain't even a, bruh, sis. You take yourself and you know what? You make jingles and you send them to these people that have podcasts. They all need songs to open up their podcast show. Hey, write me a song for my podcast. I'll pay you for it. You know what I'm saying? And sing it. You know what I mean? All these podcasts out in the world, they need songs. They need songs, bruh. Get creative. All of these commercials, these people that you see on Instagram, hit them up. Do you need a jingle for your business? Do you need a jingle for your product? Sing. I'm telling you. I don't care what your skill is. You can monetize it. I don't care if you like crickets. You love crickets. You love the sound of crickets. You love to collect crickets. Bro, there is somebody that loves crickets too. And you can sell them crickets, ship them crickets, dry them out, season them up, bag them up, and ship them out. You know what I'm saying? Like, that. Don't downplay. If you have an idea in your mind, man, go after it. I'm working on three things right now. I have another card game that's coming. I'm just putting it out. I'm putting everything that comes to my mind, I'm putting it out. I promise you, on everything I love. I have a card game that's coming out. Another card game. I already have one out. It's called I Love You. It's a card game for married couples. Hit my website up, www.ortamity.com, and go ahead and buy that. But I have another card game coming out. This is a fun entrepreneurial card game. Then I have a journal coming out. It's specifically for business owners. And I have a planner coming out specifically for single women. It's a budgeting planner. And so I'm putting them out. And guess what? People gonna buy it. People are going to buy it. Because I have to do the same thing that I just told you to do. I have to find these customers and go after them. And don't be afraid to pay for promo. There are Instagram people that you can pay for your promo with. Don't be afraid of that, man. You got to pay for promo, do it. Facebook ads, Instagram ads, I don't care what it is. Pay for an influencer, a micro influencer, I don't care. Get your product or service out there. Don't be afraid, man. Do not leave 2021 without putting out at least one idea. And I know you got more than one in your head. But at least one. Don't be afraid. There's too many cheap ways to put things out. And I hate the word cheap, but you know what I'm saying. Like I said before, if you need to get a website, man, you can. I saw a sister create a landing page from a Google Doc. Who listening to me, or who do you know who don't have Google Docs on their laptop? She created an amazing landing page with Google Docs. You hear me? And a landing page is just that. It's where people can come on their page, find out information about you, sign up for your email, your newsletter, or whatever, you know, book you. You know, she connected Calendly, which is a calendar program where people can book you, which is free. You know, you know what I mean? It's like, I was thrown away. And she used Canva as the templates from Canva, which is free, to create this freaking landing page through Google Drive. That's, bruh. So it's too many ways. If you don't, business cards, I told you, you can get digital business cards. You know what I'm saying? Please, you got into, like I said, you don't worry about the $100,000 following person that on Instagram. You got people with 1,000 followers that you can pay $100 for promo on your Instagram page. They got 1,500 followers, 2,000 followers. Listen, Linda, you gotta do it. You have to do it. Let me tell you something, and I'm going to let y'all go. My niece, one of my nieces, she was working for the federal government, decided that she wanted to take leave. My great nephew is severely autistic. And so she's like, I got to take leave. I need to be home with my baby. I got to be home with him. And so she took like 60 days leave. And, you know, and this, the leave that she's taken, she is being paid, but she's like, it's not her full salary, the kind of leave that she's taking. And so she said, she's like, she came out with a t-shirt line and she sells overstuffed baked potatoes out the house. Baby, I'm talking about a surf and turf baked potato. It's got steak and shrimp in it. She got this other baked potato that got like all kinds of cheeses and ground meat. She make like a cheesesteak. Baked potato. She's killing it. Selling them for like $10 a pop. They flying out of there. That's what I'm saying. Like, we have no excuse. None. So don't hold back. Whatever you have in your mind to do, do it right now. And y'all already know, I want to see you in heaven with me. And like I said, I hope, man, I pray that these four episodes, these four parts really sparked you, really informed you, really inspired you, man, really got your wheels turning and really going to cause you to leap, to jump, to launch, whatever that thing is. And I can't wait to hear about it. I can't wait to see it on my Facebook, my Instagram feed. I can't wait to see you on TV. I can't wait till Oprah is suggesting your book. I can't wait till I'm seeing you on these major podcasts. I can't wait to see your Hulu commercial come across my screen when I'm watching and living single, your Hulu commercial popping up. Bro, I see it and I can't wait to celebrate with you. Like I always say, I want to see you in heaven with me, and I'm out.